Good day, everybody. Today, I wanted to talk about UFC 257, the aftermath, and I wanted to talk about Dustin Poirier, Conor McGregor, Nate Diaz, Khabib, and George St. Pierre. So I'm a bit of an MMA fan, mixed martial arts for those who aren't aware of what that is, and it's a part of combat sports like boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, things of that nature. And yeah, I've just followed it since I was in high school, and it's been, you know, 2 decades, and I just love it. I love the competitive aspects of it. And yeah, for those who aren't aware, maybe you want to listen in and learn a little bit. And for those who are interested in MMA, this is the podcast for you. I'm going to break down a lot of stuff right now, and I just want to jump right in. So, you know, Dustin Poirier beats Conor McGregor at UFC 257, beat him with a technical knockout. And for me, you know, prior to the fight, I mean, there wasn't a lot of interest because I know Dustin Poirier is a really, really good fighter. But Conor McGregor looked so good when he beat Donald Cerrone in his basically his comeback fight. And he just knocked out Donald Cerrone so quick. And McGregor looked in fantastic shape all of the pre-fight hype and you know, media stuff that he did. He looked like he was really locked in and ready to get a victory. But, you know, that's, I think, one of the great things about MMA is that it's kind of like Game of Thrones. Like, you think, like, oh, this is going to happen. Conor McGregor is going to walk through Poirier in the first round, and it's going to set up more of the, you know, Conor McGregor-Khabib beef, and, you know, McGregor's going to go after Khabib even harder and you know, say, hey, look what I did to Poirier and what I'm going to do to you. But that's just not how the world works, you know. All credit to Dustin Poirier, you know, in the fight. You know, he destroyed Conor McGregor's leg and then, you know, slowly but surely got him out in the second round. But, you know, in any fight, everyone has a chance, you know. And I think mixed martial arts and the UFC got a very interesting moment when Poirier beat McGregor because it shakes up a lot of things. Had Conor McGregor beaten Dustin Poirier, I wouldn't be here recording a podcast as a layman. You know, that's how big the interest is in this victory for Dustin Poirier, is that, you know, it sets up a lot of things. It kind of ends a few things, but it opens the doors to some new avenues and some new potential matchups and fights that can be very interesting and that may not have been available had McGregor just ran through Poirier. So yeah, it's kind of crazy how UFC has like a Game of Thrones feel. All of a sudden, Dustin Poirier, probably for the first time in his career, is in a position of power where he could probably basically ask for who he wants to fight. And you know, even though he just beat Conor McGregor, it makes absolute and total sense for him to fight Conor McGregor again. You know, if that's what Dustin Poirier said. He said, hey, let's do it again. Let's do the trilogy. You know, for those who don't know, McGregor knocked out Dustin Poirier in the first round of their first fight. I think it was in 2014. And they were fighting at featherweight, which, you know, in mixed martial arts, 6-7 years is an eternity for development. So the fight relative today is meaningless, but relative to the trilogy, the fact that they have now fought twice, it has meaning. So there's the rubber match, and Poirier knows that's where the money's going to be, is for a McGregor redemption fight, you know, to get payback against Dustin Poirier. And so that's the fight he wants, and I think that's the fight the UFC should give to Dustin Poirier and to Conor McGregor, because McGregor's going to want that fight too. I think that, you know, the issue at hand is, and I'll get deeper into this later, but, you know, Conor McGregor lost this fight, and I think there's some issues surrounding why he might have lost this fight. Again, you know, all credit is due to Dustin Poirier and his team. However, there were some issues surrounding Conor McGregor this last year with COVID-19 and the UFC basically kind of putting him on ice and him putting himself on ice. And, you know, the question remains, you know, was there cage rust? You know, did he come into this fight, even though he looked in tremendous shape? You know, he hasn't really fought many fights in the last, I think, 3, 4, 5 years. He doesn't have a lot of fights under his belt because he made so much money from the Mayweather boxing match, and from, you know, his, you know, he's had issues with contracts with the UFC, and he's had his own personal issues. So I don't know if Dustin Poirier got the best Conor McGregor, because Conor McGregor hadn't been fighting much. And I think that's the issue at hand here with this trilogy, is to say, okay, well, you know, Dustin Poirier beat Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor is going to want to get revenge and win that rubber match for his legacy. And now, when do you make that fight? You know, this fight just happened at the end of January. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I think you make the McGregor-Poirier trilogy in May, June, or July. If McGregor isn't fighting by May, June, or July, it's a travesty, because, you know, the guy needs to fight. If they're serious about having him as a contender in MMA and a guy that can deliver at pay-per-views, he needs to be in the ring. He needs to be in the cage. And so it really makes sense for him to fight Poirier, even though the UFC might be scared that Poirier might beat him again. But still, it makes sense for him to fight him, because if Conor McGregor goes and fights somebody else after getting, you know, technically knocked out by Poirier, you know, it just doesn't, it's not a good look. You know, it's like, oh, you beat me up. Well, I guess I got to go back down and fight some scrub, you know, tune-up fight so I can come back and beat you. And, you know, McGregor is, you know, a UFC, a future UFC Hall of Famer, and maybe Poirier is too now. And, you know, you can't just, it just doesn't make sense at this point in his career to go and risk having a tune-up fight, because, you know, like we said earlier, everyone has a puncher's chance, you know, of beating someone. So I think the fight that Poirier wants is going to be the McGregor trilogy fight, and I think that's the fight that UFC has to give the fans, and has to give Poirier and McGregor, because you know, this thing isn't over. And that leads into talking a little bit about Conor McGregor here, and focusing on him is, you know, he lost, and that's a big deal to lose to Dustin Poirier, because I don't think anybody was really expecting that to happen, and especially in the way that it happened. You know, guys can get caught, or, you know, maybe a submission, or, you know, a knockout. But, you know, for him to get his leg battered and to, you know, for it to go into the second round, and for him to just get, you know, knocked down and you know, knocked out of the fight, that hurts the aura of what Conor McGregor is perceived to be, or what he can be. And I feel like I touched on this a little bit earlier, but I really want to go back to it. And I think the UFC, in my opinion, hurt McGregor in their negotiations with him, and it, by the fact that it seemed like, and we were all told that McGregor wanted to fight. He was willing to fight during COVID-19, but that the UFC, in their trying to preserve the cash flow, the cash cow that McGregor is saying, hey, why are we going to, you know, put this guy out there when there's no crowd, there's nobody buying tickets, we don't know how people are doing financially with pay-per-view, and how much money are we going to make off of him? And I think they held out as long as they could before they realized, hey, this COVID-19 thing isn't really going away. And it hurt McGregor, in my opinion, you know, that they, you know, he probably should have been fighting in the summer. He didn't get those fights, and he had to wait a whole nother year to fight, to have one fight. So I think that, you know, even though you're training and that you're preparing for fights, or, you know, it looked like McGregor was really locked in and ready physically for this fight, I think the cage rust was a factor in this fight, potentially. And that, you know, even though Dustin Poirier fought a great fight and won, and that's how it's always going to be seen, McGregor wasn't the sharpest tool. You know, he wasn't at his best. And I think that's why the trilogy, it makes perfect sense to have the trilogy fight in May, June, or July, because now he's going to have his second fight of the year. He lost. He's super motivated, Conor McGregor. And, you know, now we can see, okay, who's the better fighter? Is it Poirier or McGregor? And it kind of sets up in a way where, you know, it makes for a good and it a good rubber match. And maybe there's a little bit more trash talking this time. Maybe there's a little bit more anger and resentment on McGregor's part, because it seemed like for the most part they weren't, it wasn't really contentious between the two. Poirier, McGregor. Maybe McGregor goes to kind of do some of his old tactics and starts really digging it in and going after Poirier out of anger. But whatever happens, I mean, that's the fight that has to happen. And I think the only question when it comes to, you know, McGregor Poirier is the UFC going to get in the way? Is Dana White going to get in the way of Conor McGregor getting his revenge and trying to preserve the cash cow and say, wait, we could turn this into a two fight deal where, you know, we'll get you a tune up fight with a guy that's, you know, reasonable, but you should definitely beat him. And then you'll get Poirier or you'll get Nate Diaz or whoever. And I don't think they should go that route. I think you're risking too much, because you never know with McGregor. You don't know where his state of mind is or his state of skills are in terms of, you know, maybe he is regressing. We don't know, but we have to find out. The only way we're going to find out how good McGregor is for him to fight the guys that beat him. So basically, as far as McGregor goes, you know, there's two fight options, and they're both trilogies. You fight Poirier, or if Dana White and the UFC don't let you fight Poirier, you fight Nate Diaz. I think the Poirier fight should happen first. I think you have to make the rematch between Dustin Poirier and Conor McGregor. And because it's easier if he loses to Poirier again to still keep the Nate Diaz trilogy fight in the pocket. Because I think most people would say, hey, you know, Poirier at this point in his career at 155 pounds is probably better than Nate Diaz. Whereas if you said, hey, we need to give Conor McGregor the Nate Diaz fight because we think we can beat him, he can beat him, and then he loses to Nate Diaz, it doesn't really make sense for the Poirier fight, because then all of a sudden you're like, well, Poirier is even better than Diaz. Nate Diaz just beat Conor. So it's as far as I'm concerned, if I'm a matchmaker with the UFC, I'm really looking at it and saying, hey, you know, we got to do this trilogy, International Fight Week, or we need to do it in May, Cinco de Mayo. We need to do, you know, that fight. And it's the trilogy fight, and it's the redemption fight, and it's going to be tense, and it's going to be full of angst. And Conor McGregor's legacy is maybe on the line, if you want to market it that way. And I think that's the big thing. And if he beats Poirier, then you can give him the easy fight. And you can say, hey, you know, not the easy fight, but the fight that is maybe of lesser consequence, and say you do the Nate Diaz trilogy, or you hold that in your pocket and you give him a sacrificial lamb, you know, of a fight or what have you. But he has to fight Poirier. I think anybody who's listening to this, who's ever been in a fight, who's ever lost a fight, who's ever had issues or beef with someone, if someone beats you, you want to beat them back. Like, you don't want to go and fight someone else. And if you're a freak competitor like Conor McGregor, you want that rematch. And that is what has to happen. Just like he got the rematch with Nate Diaz and got his payback on Nate. And just like he wanted with Khabib to get the rematch with Khabib, he wants that rematch with Dustin Poirier. And I think the UFC should make it happen. And frankly, I think it's Conor McGregor's best chance to beat Poirier is to get the immediate rematch and to go in there hyped and ready to go and learn the lessons from the second fight. And with all that said regarding Conor McGregor, I think it's fair to say now that the Khabib and Conor McGregor fight will probably never happen, or the rematch. It was incredibly contentious, the build up to the Conor McGregor Khabib fight. It was kind of a lot of the nasty and sad things about humanity. I mean, there was a lot of hatred. There's a lot of just really nasty stuff going on that led to before the fight. I mean, we're talking about, you know, Conor McGregor throwing the dolly through the bus, going after Khabib's family, religion, friends, Khabib kind of going out of character and attacking Conor to a certain degree. And, And so you had this huge, just nasty situation that culminated in Khabib beating Conor McGregor via, I think it was a rear naked choke, and then jumping into the crowd and going after Dylan Danis and you know, causing a riot basically at a UFC event. And I think that, you know, in terms of money, you know, of course that's the fight that, you know, and Dana White came, you know, wanted that fight. You know, Dana White wanted Khabib versus Conor McGregor and was asking for it. And Khabib said, I already beat the guy. And I beat the guy, and I beat him pretty soundly, and I knocked him on the ground, and then I choked him out. But I think everyone, in terms of the UFC and the finances, wanted the, you know, McGregor to beat Poirier and to start to put the pressure on Khabib to see if he would come back. And I think this outcome, Dustin Poirier beating Conor McGregor, is basically the perfect thing for Khabib, because it takes all the pressure off of Khabib now. Who's going to go to Khabib and say, hey, you should fight Conor McGregor? He just lost. And not only did he lose, he lost to a guy that I beat pretty soundly. And I beat him soundly before. So Khabib is kind of in the catbird seat in terms of if he wants to stay retired or if he wants to take on what I would say, you know, is a legend fight, which I'll talk about here in a little bit. And but I don't think we'll be hearing a lot of Conor McGregor Khabib rumors in the near future. And you know, that leads me into the, you know, kind of the third person in this Game of Thrones scenario that has been affected by Dustin Poirier beating Conor McGregor is Nate Diaz. You know, Nate Diaz has been on ice, and maybe for the right reasons. Maybe he was waiting for the perfect fight, and here you go. He's in a fantastic position right now because he's beaten McGregor. They're 1-1. Dustin Poirier came out and said that if he doesn't get Conor McGregor, he wants Nate Diaz, which is smart because he knows that's probably one of the better money fights he could get at 155. And Dustin Poirier said, hey, look, I don't want to fight Michael Chandler. I mean, who knows about Michael Chandler? Unless you're really into MMA and into the UFC, you don't know Michael Chandler. He doesn't have a big enough profile. And so he's, you know, Dustin Poirier is doing the right thing. He's a veteran. He's on the latter stages of his career. And he's saying, hey, you know, give me Conor McGregor. Give me the trilogy fight so I can make a lot of money. You know, give us the interim titles. Maybe I can get some pay-per-view points. Or give me Nate Diaz. And, you know, so Diaz is sitting there and saying, hey, you know, I got a potential fight with Poirier if this McGregor thing don't work out. And I got the Conor McGregor trilogy in my back pocket, and it'll always be there. And now that, you know, McGregor has lost, I think the likelihood of the Nate Diaz-McGregor trilogy happening is higher. Because, you know, I think the UFC, even though Nate Diaz is an incredible talent and a great fighter, sees, you know, probably the UFC sees Nate Diaz as less of a threat to Conor McGregor than, you know, a Dustin Poirier, a Michael Chandler, you know, these other guys that are up in the upper echelons of 155. And so Nate Diaz is in a great situation. And in this Game of Thrones scenario, there could be a Nate Diaz sighting in the near future. Who knows? Back to Khabib, and where I kind of want to wrap up everything nice and in a nice little bow here is, you know, Khabib, you know, as we talked about earlier, he doesn't have to hear the McGregor fight questions now. It's going to be kind of ignorant and dumb, to be frank, that people would walk up to him and say, hey, when are you going to fight Conor McGregor? One, he's retired. Two, he didn't want to fight McGregor before he lost to Poirier because he thought he beat him soundly. And then three, McGregor loses to Poirier, which sends a whole new, you know, opens up all kinds of different avenues for McGregor having to fight certain guys and not a guy of Khabib's stature. And even though I'm sure a lot of UFC fans would still put Khabib versus McGregor as number one on their future fight list, I just don't think it's going to happen now, or at least in the near future. And what it does do, though, is it actually, in my opinion, it gives Khabib a greater chance to come out of retirement now. Because Khabib didn't want to come out of retirement for Conor McGregor. He did not want to come out of retirement for that circus. I mean, you could just hear it in his words and see it. He does not want to lose to Conor McGregor or risk losing to Conor McGregor. He thinks he's better than Conor McGregor. That's fine. But there is one fight that I think can get Khabib out of retirement, and I think that Dana White and UFC has to be much more open to now that Conor McGregor lost to Dustin Poirier. And that fight is a legend / greatest of all time fight with George St. Pierre. Now that fight it's there. And I guess the question people might ask, well, why wouldn't it be there? And I think beforehand, I think Dana White was very reticent to make the Khabib versus George St. Pierre fight because I think Dana White was hoping that Khabib would not only come back or stay in the UFC, but fight for a long time because Khabib is still young. And he didn't want to risk George St. Pierre coming out of retirement to fight one fight and beating Khabib and then going back into retirement. And now, like, here's your undefeated monster champion out of Dagestan that just caught a loss from a guy that runs back into retirement and, you know, might not ever fight again. But now it's a different scenario because there's really nobody out there that makes sense for Khabib to fight on a legendary status. The only fights that make sense for the UFC and Khabib to make outside of GSP is for Khabib to defend his title. So you would say, okay, is he going to fight a Dustin Poirier? Is he going to fight a Michael Chandler? You know, there's different guys out there, but it doesn't move the or a McGregor, but McGregor just lost. So the only fight that really makes sense and that would be a mega, mega, mega fight and a mega money fight is in a fight that Khabib would be interested in at least talking about is for the legend fight. And that's the stuff that Khabib seems to be very interested in is his perception in the world, you know, in terms of where does he stand in the all-time in MMA. And he's not a two-weight champion, but he can beat a guy that is a two-weight champion and that's fought at two weights higher than him. You know, so, you know, Khabib can say, hey, I beat George St. Pierre. I won the title at 155. I never won another one at another weight, but I beat the guy that won the 170 title, held on to it forever, and won the 185 title. And we fought at a catch weight and I beat him. And I think on the other end of that, George St. Pierre, who is very similar mindset wise to Khabib, would accept the fight at a catch weight and want the thrill and the idea of saying, I beat the undefeated Khabib Nurmagomedov. And, you know, the guy that was unbeatable and that nobody could win, I beat him. And that's just the cherry on top of my amazing career. And that's the only fight that if I'm George St. Pierre, I'm interested in coming out to, because here's a guy, Khabib, who's a bigger 155 guy. Still, he's not a huge guy relative to George St. Pierre's weight class. It's a fair fight. It'll basically be a wrestling match. You know, George St. Pierre, you know, is a tremendous wrestler. Khabib is a legendary wrestler. And, you know, the interest in that fight wouldn't be like, oh, there's going to be an amazing knockout or, you know, there's going to be all this crazy stuff that's going to happen. It actually would be just Miller. Who's going to literally win the fight? I mean, who's going to win from those two guys? And, you know, it could lead to a rematch depending on who wins the fight. I mean, it could be a trilogy if one wins the first and the other wins the second, but that is the fight to make. And I think George St. Pierre would accept it at a catch weight of 165 pounds. And, you know, before I go, there's some gardeners out here working, so I'm going to wrap this up here quick. I don't want too much background noise in the podcast. But who would win out of Khabib and GSP? Well, I want to know what you think. I would be interested in hearing what you think. You can keep in touch with me on Twitter and Instagram at HeyDedalu, HeyDedalo. But my prediction is going to be Khabib. If they make that fight happen, Khabib wins. He's younger. He's a better wrestler. And I think Khabib just sits on him and beats him up, keeps him down, and wins the fight. You know, GSP has a chance, you know, because he's a legend, but GSP's also lost a couple fights in his career, and I think Khabib's much better than either of the two guys he lost to. And, you know, George St. Pierre has been taken into deep water before also. So, yeah, I think Khabib, but I would love to see that fight, and I would love to hear what you guys think about this podcast and any of these things going on. So keep in touch and take care and best wishes. Goodbye.